I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut has executed around 160 people over the nearly 400-year history of the death penalty. Two state justices invoked that history while writing in support of the court's decision to overturn capital punishment. Justices Andrew McDonald and Fleming Norcott say the record is clear. Of the nearly 160 documented executions in Connecticut's history, the justices write that more than one-half of those put to death have been either members of racial minorities or low-status first-generation Americans.
It's capricious as to who gets it and who doesn't.
Lawrence Goodhart is a professor of history at UConn and the author of The Solemn Sentence of Death, which was widely cited by the justices in their opinion. Goodhart says it's generally people on the margins of society who get executed.
11 people were executed for witchcraft, 9 of them women, and the 2 men were their husbands. A 73-year-old Jewish farmer who was on the margins of society in 1905 was executed. In 1786, the last female was executed, and I say female because she was a 12-year-old girl of mixed race, was hanged in public.
From the 1630s through the early 1770s, the justices write that two-thirds of those hanged for crimes were people of color, despite the fact that non-whites at the time accounted for only 5% of the state's population. Goodhart says Michael Ross, who volunteered for death in 2005, was the only college graduate executed in Connecticut, and he says the most people who were hanged in the state were Italian immigrants. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.